This is the Paro baby seal robot. It's used in nursing homes and with dementia patients. It's been around for a while. And I remember years ago being at a party and telling someone about this robot, and her response was, "Oh my gosh, that's horrible. I can't believe we're giving people robots instead of human care." And this is a really common response, and I think it's absolutely correct, because that would be terrible. But in this case, it's not what this robot replaces. What this robot replaces is animal therapy in contexts where we can't use real animals, but we can use robots because people will consistently treat them like more like an animal than a device. Acknowledging this emotional connection to robots can also help us anticipate challenges as these devices move into more intimate areas of people's lives. For example, is it okay if your child's teddy bear robot records private conversations? Is it okay if your sex robot has compelling in-app purchases? Because robots plus capitalism equals questions around consumer protection and privacy. And those aren't the only reasons that our behavior around these machines could matter. A few years after that first initial experience I had with this baby dinosaur robot, I did a workshop with my friend Hannes Goslet, and we took five of these baby dinosaur robots and we gave them to five teams of people, and we had them name them and play with them and interact with them for about an hour. And then we unveiled a hammer and a hatchet, and we told them to torture and kill the robots.